Well, this morning we conclude our series of messages in 1 Corinthians. Can everyone say, yes, we're done? Thank God Almighty, we're actually done. It took us a lot longer than I wanted to, but hey, that's okay. You know what? God has his own timing, and I'm glad that we are able to get through this one letter together. And as I mentioned at the AGM, perhaps in a couple of years, we'll come back to the second chapter, which is in 2 Corinthians, because apparently nobody ever preaches from 2 Corinthians, which is really kind of weird, but anyhow. So our passage today is, or the verse is going to be, our focus is in verse 13 and 14. And reading from the NIV, it's one very simple verse: be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love. Now, of course, there's more to this chapter, as it actually it begins with Paul basically talking about collecting tithes for the other churches, and then he talks about his instructions. But I think this is really the meat of this particular passage, as he tries to bring to conclusion the simplified, this is, if you hear nothing else from everything you've read in from the very first chapter till now, this is it. This is the one that basically ends what was basically this very, very, very long letter. Now, in this final chapter, the Apostle Paul, as I said, pens his final instructions and greetings to the church with the tone of a father. These churches that he has planted, the Corinthian church, the church in Ephesus where he's at, the church of Colossae, these are all like children to him. The people in the church, but also just the church plants that he has been able to be a part of. They are like his children to him. And like a father, he wants to see his children grow in maturity, be healthy, to make wise choices, and to be successful in life. I mean, that's really kind of the motivation that we have in raising our children. So Paul begins in this verse by urging the brothers, and most likely he's referring to Stephanus, Fortunatus, and Archaeus. He instructs them to be on guard, which can be translated as well to be diligent. Especially as we, if you can refer back to our beginning, in light of the factions that had developed over the different teachers, which he addresses in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He recognizes that in a world filled with many voices, distractions, temptations, and false teachings, it is crucial for the disciples of Jesus to remain vigilant and diligent. This is not so uncommon like our world today. We too are filled with, our world is filled with many voices, distractions, as Mark mentioned, and distractions that our young adults and our children face in this social media world. And they have so many false ideas out there. What is true? And that's where Dennis mentioned that we need to be listening to our kids. We need to be listening to one another, discerning together what is truth from lies. We're called to guard our hearts, our minds, and our souls against anything that would lead us astray from the path of righteousness. And so what does this mean? As our children listen to our word, we, as the children of God, and God being our everlasting Father, we also need to know what our Father's word is, and it is in His Bible, in the Scripture, and that we can then recognize His voice, so that, we can discern the difference between truth and lies. You know, I never really fully understood this concept about recognizing our Father's voice until I had the privilege of being a father. I remember when Shari was pregnant early on, and she said to me, you know, you need to be speaking to my tummy, and you can actually speak to Abby right now. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's the size of a peanut. How is she supposed to know what my voice is? But it's true. I started talking to her. I started talking to my wife's tummy, which was really weird, by the way. And it's also really weird when the kid pushes up against mommy's tummy and you can see the foot. That's really weird, too. Reminds me of the scene from Aliens, you know, as the baby is about to pop out. Anyhow, we go through, you know, her pregnancy. We get to the day of the delivery. And, you know, unfortunately, Abby's birth, as it came near the end, there was actually, she was in distress at the end. It was really touch and go there if we were going to go into the, like, have a normal childbirth, or Abby, Shari was going to be to have C-section. But my wife persevered, and she said, my wife is, if you tell her you can't do something, trust me, she will do it. And so that's what happened. She says, I'm not having a C-section. I'm going to go through with it. And she went through with it. But of course, as I said, Abby came out. She was in distress. She was screaming in a whole bit. And then I got there. And of course, because this is the different time when dads are allowed to be in the delivery room, right? I'm sure some of us remember not being there at our children's delivery. We had to stand outside. And all I did was I said, Abby, I said, Daddy's here. And boom, Abby calmed down, just like that. Because she knew her voice. She knew the voice, my voice. And that was enough to calm her down. And I wonder if that's what listening to our Father in heaven is like that. We know his voice. And that when he speaks to us, it calms us. It comforts us. It helps us to tell the difference between the truth and the lies that we face each day, and even the lies sometimes we tell ourselves. As followers of Jesus, we understand and we believe in the enemy of our souls who seeks to deceive and divide us. And that's what was happening in the Church of Corinth. But through our faith in Jesus, we can overcome his schemes. So he says to us, let us be alert, discerning and unwavering in our commitment to God's truth. The next encouragement we find is this verse. In this verse is to stand firm in the faith. This call carries great significance as it reminds us that our faith in Christ is not a fleeting emotion or just merely head knowledge. It is a steadfast foundation upon which we build our lives. Just as a building needs a solid foundation to withstand storms, we too need a firm faith to navigate the trials and tribulations of life. This is essentially a repeat of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Jesus spoke the same truth in Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27, which is known as the parable of the wise and foolish builders. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat in that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Our faith in Christ empowers us to endure, to remain unwavering when the world around us shakes, and to hold fast to God's promises. In the face of challenges and adversity, Paul urges us to be courageous and strong. It is difficult, I think, to be courageous because our fear of man, our fear of our own perhaps weaknesses causes us to lose our faith sometimes. Now Christ himself says, we're not promised a life without difficulties. However, we can find comfort in knowing that God goes before us, equipping us with the strength we need to face any circumstance. It is in these moments that we must call upon the power of the Holy Spirit. And as I've mentioned many times over the past weeks, this is that dynamo that lives within us, that God gives us this Holy Spirit, this energy that comes from our living water, that is Jesus, drawing upon his courage and strength when we lose our courage and our strength that flows from our relationship with Christ. In him, we discover an unshakable source of fortitude that enables us to overcome fear, doubt, and despair. And finally, Paul rounds off his letter with this profound truth: to do everything in love. Love is the essence of the Christian faith. It is true love we reflect the character of God and fulfill the greatest commandments, which is to love God and to love neighbors as ourselves. Matthew chapter 22, 36, verse 40. It's really that simple. Love God, love people. It's that simple. Love compels us to selflessly serve others, to extend grace, and to seek reconciliation. It transcends our personal preferences, biases, and limitations. Love is the transformative force that permeates every aspect of our lives, inspiring us to live as Christ lived. As was stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. You know, I know this personally as well, having a daughter and raising a teenager, that if I were to constantly always be just on her case all the time and criticizing and you know, giving her a hard time, and I don't have any love, then I'm just a noisy gong to her. I'm a clanging cymbal, and she will turn off listening to me. And I think in the same way that we need to be able to communicate and speak in love to one another and to others around us who may not know the living God as well. As we reflect on these powerful words from Paul, let us remember that they are not mere suggestions, but a divine calling on our lives. May we embrace the call to be on guard, standing firm in our faith and courageously strong. And above all, let love guide our every thought, word, and action. And in doing so, we will become beacons of light in a darkened world, throwing others to the transformative power of Christ's love. Will you join me as I say this prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the timeless wisdom found in your word. Help us to live out the message of 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 to 14, empowering us to be steadfast in faith and overflowing in love. May your Holy Spirit guide us and empower us to be vigilant, courageous, and loving in all we do. Amen.